Can you understand an Ahochelman at this time of the night? I trust you can. And it's going to be a miracle if I do this in 5 minutes, so you're going to see a miracle tonight as well. I work with the Belfast City Mission. For a long time, I've had a longing for reaching Muslims for Christ. I also work with Arab World Ministries. And you can see a photograph here of the old Searchers Cafe. It used to be down the Dublin Road. But sometimes in life, you meet one person and... does this thing work? Sorry, that's off. Can we only tick? Sometimes you meet one person in life. Paul met Lydia, a woman who was seeking after God. Jesus met the Samaritan woman. And this is one woman here whom I can't say is seeking Christ in that sense, but was from a Muslim background, someone who was seeking after God, you could say, or a God in a certain way. Her name was Fatima, and she was from a Somali background. And about 4 years ago, William Cowan, that I work with, and myself, we met with Fatima, and that one lady opened the door into the lives of many others. And I want to encourage you tonight. You know, it's not about projects and mission societies, although there's things there. It's about people. Individuals. God is interested in an individual life. And through her one life, through her one individual life, she opened the door for us to get to know practically the whole of the Somali community. This photograph's quite a mixture of people that we work with. This was taken a few years ago. She's the one in the black in the center in that photograph. But we got to know this one lady. She opened the door to many, many others. In fact, so many that the little cafe on the Dublin Road could no longer hold people. And a couple of years ago, God was gracious to us. This is a work of God. God was gracious to us and gave us a new building. He gave us Kimberley Street. This is the Belfast City Mission Hall in Kimberley Street, close to the Armour Road. And there we called the place the Bridge, praying that God would use the place as a bridge between the community, between other communities, between people from other worlds, and bring them into this place. And Willie, that I work with, is the full-time worker. I just work with Willie part-time. You know, God can do different things in your life and use you in different ways. I never dreamed I would be working in many ways. I'm sure maybe the City Mission never thought about it in that way either, that we would be working with people who had come to the city. Inside the hall, there's great opportunities. You can play a bit of football with the guys. These are young Somali men. There's a Zimbabwean man in that photograph as well. We can sit down with people, have a cup of tea, do Bible studies. The girl in the center is called Avril. She comes to help us. In fact, she got to know about the work we were doing at Bangor Worldwide 3 years ago. And that's that one of the nights I asked her about helping us, and she teaches English to Muslims, but it's not about teaching English. It's about getting to know people, encouraging people, and encouraging them to come to know Christ. Do Bible studies within the building as well, and this is how it progresses in many ways. But a lot of the work is done in homes and people's lives, just as Pat has been talking about, sharing your life with others, people needing food, clothes. Today, Wally's been helping somebody to do with schooling today. And young Somali men. These men come from a world that's totally alien and different to our world. These people come from a world of fighting. Some of the people we work with in the city, one guy's got his leg blown off, another one has no fingers. Why? Because of Al-Shabaab and a terrorist organization in Somalia. But what an opportunity to befriend these people in the city. We go up to the Royal Hospital, and if we want to, we just take an ambulance away for the day. No, we don't. I'm only joking. We want to send this ambulance, and I haven't took it from the Royal, if anybody's here, honestly. We want to take this ambulance, and we want to send it to Africa to help people there, not just on our own doorstep. And some children have been born. This is in the Royal, and this lady's husband wasn't even there when I went to collect her and to bring her home. I have two children. I was there present at their birth. Can you imagine what it's like for a man? His daughter had been born and he wasn't there. But these are people who have been born in our city. and opportunities to help them. Some come to your city. Two of these ladies actually in this photograph. And you'll notice tonight I'm not going to give names of people. Sorry about that, but I feel it's important not to in certain ways. Two of those ladies in that photograph have already come, been with us, heard the gospel, and shared their lives with them, and have gone to England. But we pray that God would bring others into their lives now. And you can take them out for a day. We do things that you're not allowed to do. That's in Muslim evangelism, men's meant to evangelize men and women. But that was the two of us, took them to Newcastle. Probably the last time they saw the sea was in Mogadishu. I'm sure Newcastle doesn't normally have it as colorful as that there. But anyway, but what an opportunity to spend a day with them. And not just a day. Some of these are folk we've been working with for quite some time and helping them in so many ways. And there's our wee country. We climbed Slieve Donard and it nearly killed Wally and me, you know that. But anyway, we climbed Slieve Donard and just to prove that we're better than the Somalis climbed it. No, the time with them. What's our wee country doing? What are we in our wee country doing with all these nationals, foreign nationals, coming to live among us? Do you know the population in the Republic of Ireland, the Muslim population in the Republic of Ireland, has increased by 50% in the last 6 years? There's 10 mosques in Dublin. They're thinking of buying one in Belfast. But it's not to hate them, it's to love them, and it's to share the gospel and share our lives with these people in many ways. And it's opportunities. Those two kids, if I asked you very quickly, which one's the Muslim from a Muslim background and which one's from the Christian background? You can't tell. Those two kids come to the hall. Those two kids' mothers come to the hall. One of the mullers, who's the Muslim muller, has the Bible on her phone. God at work in the lives. And of course, the joy that they come to faith. And not only come to faith, but they grow in their faith. This is a young Iranian man. And that they will take the gospel out from here as well. That's what the hall looks like last Christmas. It's very black and white, and I'm not racist when I'm saying that. I love these people, but it's very black and white in all sorts of ways. But you have to remember they're still sinners. They're Muslims, but sinners. Sinners needing Christ. And if you want to know more about it, come and see us down at the stand. They've only given me 5 minutes. That's a miracle, you know that. Here, come and see me down at the Belfast Mission stand tonight, Belfast City Mission stand tonight. And Wally and me will be there, or Avril will be over at our World Ministry stand. Or if you want to come along and maybe hear a little bit more or be encouraged how to reach out, there's a date for your diary. And please think about that. God bless you. Thank you for having me along. Thank you.